Hachette Audio presents Shaman, written by Kim Stanley Robinson, read by Graham Malcolm. To the memory of Ralph Vichinanza. Loons wander. We had a bad shaman. This is what Thorn would say whenever he was doing something bad himself. Object to whatever it was, and he would pull up his long grey braids to show the mangled red nubbins surrounding his ear holes. His shaman had stuck bone needles through the flesh of his boy's ears and then ripped them out sideways to help them remember things. Thorn, when he wanted the same result, would flick Loon hard on the ear and then point at the side of his own head with a tilted look that said, "You think you have it bad?" Now he had Loon gripped by the arm and was hauling him along the ridge trail to Piker's Rock on the overlook between upper and lower valleys. Late afternoon, low clouds rolling overhead, brushing the higher ridges and the moor, making a grey roof to the world. Under it, a little line of men on a ridge trail following Thorn on Shaman's business. It was time for Loon's wander. "Why tonight?" Loon protested. "A storm is coming, you can see it." We had a bad shaman. And so here they were. The men all gave Loon a hug, grinning ruefully at him and shaking their heads. He was going to have a miserable night, their looks said. Thorn waited for them to finish, then croaked the start of the goodbye song. "This is how we always start. It's time to be reborn a man. Give yourself to Mother Earth. She will help you if you ask. If you ask nicely enough."